found myself leaving a pub sober today and having the overwhelming urge to purchase a canal boat. Not right there and then, obviously, because I don't have enough money just to purchase a canal boat like that. But walking up the towpath and looking at the boats which were parked the closest to the pub, and they were parked there for an obvious reason, not because people had nipped in for a pint or that they wanted to live there, because I imagine mooring next to a pub would be a noisy place, but because they wanted to sell said boats. And this was in Hinckley. And I had a bit of a shock because, okay, it's not the first time I've thought of buying a canal boat. I initially thought I might like to live in one many years ago. But that was a very kind of passing phase, and I ended up in a camper van roaming the earth. But not so long ago, whilst I was considering a shed, I thought, well, we've got marinas not far away from here. Maybe I could commute to a marina and use a kind of glorified shed that floats as my office. And then there was the logistics of, I don't know, security, and because you're not living there all the time, or it's what's the Wi-Fi going to be like via 3G, so on and so forth. So I'll knock that on the head as well. But today, I saw a couple of boats kind of priced between £6,000 and £12,000, and I couldn't believe what you kind of got for that. And these look like sturdy bits of kit. Obviously, I'm being completely ignorant as to what it takes to maintain a canal boat. But these metal hulls and these sturdy looking tops, and they weren't in, you know, one of them had a little bit of rust, the £6,000 one. But when you looked in, it had, you know, a little kitchenette, it had a pull out bed, and it had, well, it had all the kind of stuff you feel like you'd need if you were just going to use it as kind of a day boat. And then some of the longer, was it 27 foot, one of them longer, 37? I don't know, it looked really long. It had separate rooms and it had a kind of a dining, eating area, a living area and a sleeping area. And within that space as well seemed to be a shower and stuff. And I just thought, 12 grand for all of that? That's quite amazing. And I know you can spend, you know, up to 100, I think, at least I think I've seen them for that much, and these are kind of ocean going ones and all singing, all dancing. But wow, I was quite impressed, and I just thought, for the price of a family car, you have a vehicle, a home, a lifestyle, condensing all the crap and detritus that we collect throughout our lives into a canal boat is another thing entirely. I mean, you really got to be in a position to just cull pretty much everything, I think, if you are going to do that. And I imagine that's a very zen-like, liberating experience, but I'm not ready for that spiritually or materially or any other way. But wow, I was definitely caught up in the romance of waking up every morning and having a different sunrise and a different garden whenever you chose, and just the thought of moving and working and living nomadically whilst we still can in this world. If you think about how differently people in canal boats are treated to those of the travelling community. Quite amazing. And maybe it is the last kind of acceptable way to live nomadic in the United Kingdom. Although I guess you're probably still expected to have some kind of address so that banks could post your stuff. Anyway, enough of those dreams and ramblings. And back to my sturdy house. Thing is, I don't think houses are all that sturdy nowadays. This whole fluctuation of prices and all the rest of it. And And look at what's happening in Spain at the moment. And Greece. Although saying that, those canal boats are pretty cheap. So, Gordon Bennett, I don't know how much they've come down in price. I think you either want your nomadic lifestyle or you want your and I'm going to call it an illusion of security in your solid home. Either way, horses for courses. And for some reason, I'm drawn to the nomadicness of it all.